Paano ba talaga dapat sabihin? Hedonist o hedonist? Hey, hey, what up? Welcome to Hedonist Kido, the podcast. My name is Ryan and this is my own space in this digital world. My weekly podcast where we talk about anything, things that may or may not matter. I'm so glad you're here. Let's start. So I realized that our last week's episode coincides with my supposedly anniversary in the podcasting community. So season 1 introductory episode came out September 5th last year. And exactly a year later, I welcomed you to our season 2. Come on, how cool is that? It was purely coincidental that a year ago, I was introducing myself in this podcast. And now, I am reintroducing myself. So, to those who were new here, welcome. And to my OG listeners, treat this episode as a reintroduction. And consider this app as our comeback episode. Comeback. Saglit. May naalala ako. Divert lang tayo saglit dun sa word na comeback. I can get it off my head. Kasi, ano ba? Pag narinig ko yung word na comeback, ang unang image na pumapasok sa utak ko ay si Angelica Panganiban. And if you guys know the reference, I think it's from one of her movies. I forgot the title. Gosh. Pero, I wouldn't forget it. Really. And to give you context, yung scene is nasa endorsement shoot sila. You can find it in YouTube. So, in an endorsement shoot for a certain product. I think that's a beauty product. So, she was the model. At hindi niya masabi perfectly yung phrase na come back to the young and beautiful you. Something like that. Oh, parang yun ata yung exact phrase. It was so frustrating to watch, really. But it was hilarious at the same time. And why did it even cross my mind? Kasalanan to ng word na comeback, eh, naalala ko na naman. I don't know with you, pero sa akin, there's nothing wrong with how she pronounced that phrase. Kahit naman we're an English-speaking country, our mother tongue is still Filipino or Tagalog, not English. Kaso, dun sa scene, the director or the producer required her to pronounce the phrase, come back to the young and beautiful you in a commercially accepted way. Somewhat Western patterned gets. So, come back. Parang ganun yun na pronounce yung word. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? But the situation calls for perfection. Kaso, wala. Pinay tayo eh. We find humor in the imperfection of other people. Makarinig nga lang tayo ng mispronounced words, be it in school or in office. We laugh at people when words come out of their mouth in a unique way. Diba? So, come on. I think it's a classic case of tomato-tomato. People have different enunciation, articulation, and obviously pronunciation. So, anong laban natin dun? At bakit ko nga ba sinasabi to? Kasi naman na yung word na comeback. Anyway, I just want to put it out there. Again, personally, I see nothing wrong with how she pronounced it. Maybe on that scene, they really are just looking for someone more appealing for the general public. And when I say general public, I mean the people with internalized cultural and ethnic inferiority mindset. You get that? And colonial mentality, of course. Okay. Commercial lang yun. So, episode 19. Reintroductory episode. And this time around, I want to introduce myself by answering one of the most asked questions to me by the online community. Ano nga ba yun? Ang question nila, ang question na mostly kong na-encounter when I am introduced to someone online is, what's with my username? Or why do I call myself Hedonist Kido? Well, I want to give you a background. But okay, before it all began, wow, medyo mahaba-haba to. I want to dig in here. Noong mga time na hindi pa uso yung usernames and the online profiles, we are just being referred to via our given name o di kaya nickname, di ba? So, people didn't have much freedom on how they want to be called or referred to. So, kung kung pangit ang pangalan mo or hindi mo gusto yung pangalan mo, let's just say it in that way, wala kang choice, di ba? Unless mag-artista ka at gumawa ka ng screen name mo. But that even is not an option for everyone. So, fast forward, booming ang internet. I think I was in grade school when YM or Yahoo Messenger was introduced. It's not a big thing back then, pero ang cool kapag may YM ka. Diba? And I remember my username or display name was simply my name, nothing fancy. But then during high school, eto, Friendster was launched. And it was one of the first social networking websites that was introduced to us. And I remember during that time that the Philippines, we are declared as a social networking capital of the world. That's wild, right? It's crazy. Like, more than 80% of the population say that they're on Friendster. So, how awesome is that? And record-breaking. And then, let's move to college. Ayan, MySpace, tapos Multiply. And, okay, where am I getting with this? Well, as we all went online and built our profiles there, we were somehow given freedom to choose how we'd like to be called. Like, we started thinking of the coolest ways on how we want to be known by our peers or even by strangers. So, we apply it on our profiles, on our usernames, our email addresses, and we incorporate our own personality with humor and uniqueness. So, just to find that the perfect or the best username for us. So, it evolves over time. So, eto, true story. Naalala ko lang. One of my mentors during a summer class in Ateneo has his username as, don't be shocked, ito yung username niya talaga, inaytaobako@yahoo.com. I obviously, it made mark on me because I still remember it up to this day. And I think I explored more on this creativity when I was in college kasi mas nagagamit ko na siya nun eh. And college was when I started building my profile seriously. Like, yeah, humor's fun, humor's cool, but with my personality, I don't want to be remembered as someone with a comical username. Kasi I'm introverted eh, so mystery is always a part of me. Hi, ang haba ng backstory ko. Ang iksi lang naman ng tanong, no? So, okay, my username, Hedonist Kido. Hedonist Kido. Hedonistic person. A person in pursuit of pleasure. So, someone committed to seeking happiness. It's a lifestyle built on or around indulgence, involvement, or enjoyment rather, and fun. In Tagalog, batang naghahanap ng ligaya. Hindi maganda pakinggan. Pero to my defense, I believe we all seek happiness. And we all like pleasure. And pleasure simply is a subjective state of enjoyment, di ba? And this is a broad perspective. And we like fun, but we all have our own definition of fun. Okay, so maybe right now you are thinking, So, Ryan, meaning to say, hedonism is about sex, drugs, and rock and roll? That's problematic. Well, maybe for some, but personally, I prefer to incline my pleasures to other intrinsically valuable experiences like reading a good book, hot bath, sleeping in a nice room, moments of connection with my friends and family, or even cuddling my pet. Ganun. And when you look at it this way, hedonism is apparently pretty appealing, right? However, the pop culture depicts a hedonist person as unhappy, as well as selfish, ganyan, kasi nga, he just focus on his own personal search for pleasure, and they neglect their responsibilities daw, ayan, personal na. Pero sa akin kasi, I don't look at hedonism that way. Kasi when you focus on the pleasurable aspects of your life and you commit to it, then you tend to be a more effective person going out for what he wants. And then similar approaches are likely to be effective with how you deal with yourself and others and their behavior associated with all those benefits. So, I identify myself a hedonist. And to raise a point, I think all human action is ultimately motivated by desires for pleasure. At ganun yung boses ko. Nambusan ako ng laway. And yeah. So, I think we're all just trying to avoid pain. Diba? And more often than not, you prefer peace over drama. So, am I converting you to be a hedonist? Maybe. It's up to you. But history has shown us that the human race is in constant quest for pleasure and satisfaction. And that is a fact. Okay? For me. Ang gagara na question and answer na to. Yeah, I see hedonism as a way of life. Okay. But it's still your personal life, so you know yourself better than anyone. And you know to yourself what it is that you truly desire. And you define your pleasures along with its boundaries. Ang kagandahan kasi ng hedonism, hindi siya kagaya ng addiction. Hedonism does not take the form of more, of bigger, or better. Kasi yun yung way ng addiction eh. Instead, hedonism, we savor everyday pleasures and we relish them while they're happening. Get that? So, using all our senses and attention, actively participate or anticipate them and reflect on them in an immersive way. Ganun yung hedonism for me. And I'm not saying hedonism is all fun. Sometimes it becomes a problem, especially when we become too dependent on it. But let's be rational about hedonism. As we try to maximize our everyday pleasures, we still also consider other concerns as our responsibility. In short, balance will always be the key. And you just have to pay attention. Okay, so I think that's the short history of why I use the username Hedonist Kido. And yeah, I think that's it. That's just for my reintroductory episode. I hope you like it and I hope to see you on our next episodes. So, if you like this one and you have a topic suggestion, hit me up on Instagram. Alam niyo na, at Hedonist Kido. And let's talk things in this podcast. You and me, this is Ryan, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao. Peace out.